Hey everybody, Sean Early here. In today's episode, I want to quickly go over some of the ways that I have been using AI tools such as ChatGPT to both help me with my business and sort of help me formulate my thoughts. Been very helpful tools for me, and I just wanted to share some of that. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's podcast is brought to you by Robot Spaceship. Here's a question for you. How does your business stay competitive in today's mass media tornado, with rapidly shifting global demographics and supply chains, with mobile-only consumers and shrinking attention spans, powered by AI and blockchain, where everyone is live and shopping 24/7, and the new user interface is no user interface at all? The answer, Robot Spaceship. Robot Spaceship is an innovative corporate communications consulting company with over 25 years' experience in developing transformational, disruptive, and cutting-edge ideas and technologies for our clients. We're passionate about innovation, digital transformation, and empowering businesses like yours to reach their full potential. So don't let the future pass you by. Schedule a workshop today. Just go to robotspaceship.com and get in touch. Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want to get a little bit into GPT-4 and ChatGPT. Can't really get enough of talking about it right now. It's the hot topic around the web at the moment. You probably heard all about it, but I really haven't had a chance to sort of address it. And I've been spending a lot of time using it and just kind of getting a feel for, you know, what I can do with it. And so I just wanted to share some thoughts. Just a quick summary. A couple of weeks ago, GPT-4 came out. GPT-3.5 came out in December. It did a lot of crazy cool things. I've podcasted about it before. GPT-4 just came out, and it is now multimodal, which means it handles different types of content for text entry. Currently, it's still in sort of a beta mode. It's not public of what it can do, but what is public right now is they've definitely have a lot more parameters with ChatGPT, so the output is much bigger. I think before you could get about 2,000 characters out of your response, and now you can get about 16,000 characters. So instead of just writing a few short paragraphs in response, you can write a full, you know, almost a chapter in a book. So it's pretty cool, amazing, actually, not just cool, but I've been using it a lot lately, just experimenting. It's been very helpful in a lot of things, AI in general. If you heard one of my last podcasts, we recently just rebranded our company, Robot Spaceship, taking a much more AI-focused approach in things that we do. There are obviously a number of concerns with taking that route because, one, I'm not even sure of my comfort level with using this tool. It's really exciting to use. It's really useful. But at the same time, I also feel like I'm being seduced by something where I don't really know where it's going yet. So I have this 50-50 feeling of like, wow, this is amazing. This is really useful. And the other half is like, I'm really concerned about where this is going. But I think that feeling is mutual around a lot of people. There's also some news in terms of, you know, this is no big surprise to me, but Italy just banned ChatGPT in the last couple of days for data privacy reasons. And I have a feeling, you know, as with everything in the European Union, that becomes an issue and they restrict the crap out of it and they will limit the usage. I imagine Italy is just the first in a whole stack of dominoes in the European Union who is going to have issues with this. So I'm using this thing while I can before they block it. Maybe they won't, who knows, but I just have a feeling that's around the corner. And it's interesting too, because obviously they're, you know, going to be blocking a lot of things or restricting or prosecuting lots of issues around AI and data privacy. But in places like the States, they won't be blocking it because they don't have such strict data privacy laws. And so there's going to be a huge divide in the people who are going to be able to use this thing and the people who aren't. And I think that's really going to make a massive impact. Probably one of the biggest massive impacts of AI is not just here it is, it's cool, everybody should try to use it. I think before we even get to terms on a global level of our comfort level and how we're using this thing effectively, I think the lawyers are going to get involved and block it in big chunks of the world, and, or restrict it at least. And that's going to cause a rift before we even get a chance to develop any kind of realistic use cases. So I don't know, things are changing rapidly. So I'm spending as much time with this stuff as I can, developing as much workflow, as much content, as much knowledge as I can. So that leads me to the topic of today. I just wanted to share just how I'm using this. You know, as I said, GPT-4 just came out, and so it is a lot smarter, a lot more intuitive. It also allows you to have a much larger output from the questions you ask. It also, or the prompts you put in, it also allows you now to be able to reference a URL, which is interesting. So one of the biggest things I've actually been using ChatGPT for is sort of formulating ideas, because I have, I've spoken about this before, but I have, you know, a lot of knowledge in my career about a lot of things. And a lot of times it's just in a lot of little bits and pieces. And part of my job as a consultant is to be able to clarify that information and present it to people. And having all this information and trying to write it down is probably one of the hardest things for me to do. So, you know, any topic, it runs through your mind in this sort of wash of information that's embedded in your brain. But in order to clarify your thoughts and put it on paper or in a presentation is takes so much time. It's so draining to me. And so one of the biggest things that AI has helped me with, especially ChatGPT, is helping me formulate my ideas. So what I normally do is I will ask it about a topic. I will say, you know, okay, I can take a short form, like I've talked about before, create me an outline for a report about this topic. Or I can use, you know, I can chunk it out and say, please write a report about this topic, use bullet points, or I can take a reference from a few websites that have a little bit of information about this topic, and I can say, can you write a report about this topic referencing this website about XYZ and summarize it in, you know, 10 bullet points or whatever. And that has really been super helpful for me. Just an example, yesterday I needed to write a competitive analysis for a company. And so again, that's one of those things where, you know, obviously you'll need to do your research about the industry, about the company's competition. You need to kind of dig that data up, but in order to be more effective, you kind of need to get away with all this busy work first and sort of just formulating the framework, formulating the presentation of the information, and then you can kind of fill in the boxes. So I basically asked it, I said, can you do competitive analysis? And it said, yes, I can help with that. It said, so can you please create a competitive analysis about this company and referencing these five other competitor companies? And can you also utilize the information on these websites about these companies? And it just spit it out. And then, you know, it gave me a bit of limited information on a few things, and I just was able to elaborate and said, well, can you give me more information about that? Or can you summarize this certain section of what you said? Or can you break down each company and here's the URL for the company, or here's some information about that company? And so it was really helpful. I really just banged out just a huge sort of, you know, 5-6 page report of information to kind of help with this competitive analysis. And obviously I'm going to break it down into something more similar, you know, something a little easier to chew on to present, but it was really helpful. And it, you know, the information it gave me was kind of common knowledge. There wasn't anything really new, but the framework was a great starting point. And from that framework, I could take each piece and say, break it down and say, based on this particular information that you gave me about this company, can you give me a list of the top 10 companies that are the competition for this company in Germany, for example? And it spit it out. And they were actually five things that I had never even thought about. So, you know, I'd have to go and research them to make sure that it's not just making stuff up. But again, it just, it was really helpful in fleshing that out. So that was a really helpful aspect that I've been using it for, is really just help to formulate my ideas, creating outlines for a topic and each outline helping me to dig through. And from there, you know, just referencing information that's on the web and just chunking it out. And that really, that's like, I'd say, you know, once you know what you're looking for on the web, you can kind of find it. So if you just need to fill out some data, fill out some figures, then you can find it. But if you need to get through all the blah, blah first, then that's really, it takes me forever, like days of just painstakingly sleepless nights, just trying to figure out how to structure that. And if you don't have existing templates for how to present that information, it's really hard. So especially about a certain industry that you've never discussed before or whatever, certain region, something. So that's been really helpful to me. And it's an invaluable tool that I would say is, you know, you know, some people can just bang this kind of information out. And I'm an envious of people who can do that, but I've never been able to. I really have to sort of formulate my thoughts before I can even dig down. So ChatGPT has been invaluable for me for visualizing that. Another thing I've been using this for is just to come up for frameworks for articles about a certain topic. And sometimes I'll reference three or four sort of similar articles with little pieces of information. And so I'll say, can you write an article about this using five bullet points, and please include the information from this URL? And it spits it out. And that framework, once done, I can just dig in and I can edit and I can add my information. I can change it. So, you know, instead of stealing it, you know, you actually have to go and spend a little time updating, but just getting that framework is so time consuming. So another thing I've been using AI for is obviously image generation for blog posts and for just graphics to use in presentations. One really time consuming thing is obviously just going to stock art websites and just trying to find the perfect image, which is never perfect for you. And so in order to really save time, I've been using things like Midjourney. I've been using Bing. What is that thing called on Bing? Let me check it out. Bing. Bing Image Creator, which is powered by DALL-E, which is free actually. And there's another website I've been using called Neural Love. Just kind of a mixture of these, just depending on what kind of feedback I think I'm going to get. So I just kind of been bouncing around between the three and just kind of giving imagery. And sometimes I want something that's kind of pop arty, kind of crazy. Sometimes for Robot Spaceship, we use a lot of just sort of robot images. Sometimes you want something specific, like I needed an astronaut wearing a tie, carrying a suitcase. And so it's been really helpful just to bang that out. And with a couple prompts, you can get it. And depending on which site you use, sometimes like Bing Image Creator only creates sort of low resolution squares at the moment. So if I come up with something there and I need it bigger, I can go to Neural Love and I can expand the width of the image. It can just make up the information that goes on the side of the image. So it makes it bigger and not square. I can upscale it to a higher resolution. So that's been really helpful, just coming up with that and just being able to just dial in a great image to use for a blog post. And, you know, blog post images are kind of like whatever. You're not really trying to, you're not like owning them or whatever. You know, it's not like a book cover or something that you want to own. It's just a blog post image. So really, it's just kind of flexible to come up with something quick. And that's been really helpful to me as well. Just coming up with those things, really time saving, just because stock art, scrolling through stock art files just sucks. And the one you want is usually the super expensive one or some other website which you don't have a membership. And so you have to sign up for some membership and pay X amount just to get this image. That's a real pain. But these AI art generating platforms are super, super useful for that. Another thing I've been using is this feature on Adobe. Adobe has this new podcast called Adobe Podcast, which is in beta. I haven't gotten an invite for it yet, but they have a lot of tools for podcasting coming out. And right now they have a cool new sort of preview called, it's like a speech enhancer. So basically I can record this podcast. I can just take the audio file of me and I can upload it as an MP3 to this Adobe thing. And it basically, because sometimes my room sounds a little echoey, sometimes it's boomy, or sometimes the dog barks, or sometimes I'm in a hurry and I don't have my signal flow set up right. So something may be kind of distorted, or something kind of be high end, or, you know, any kind of weird audio weirdness in my recording. And with this thing, I just upload it and it immediately clears it out and makes a nice, flat, clean audio recording. We've been using that for all the podcasts at Robot Spaceship, and really a time saver. So we kind of just have to, we can just flip on the thing like now, just flip it on, hit record and talk and not worry about audio quality so much. I mean, you know, you kind of, it has to be something with a certain acceptable level of okay, but it's really helpful just to talk. And then I can just upload it to the Adobe thing and it spits it out and it's nice and clean and I can just mix it. Don't have to worry about tweaking or messing with anything, any levels or EQs or compression or whatever. It's already done. So that's been super helpful. There's a lot of tools coming out soon for this Adobe podcast thing that I'm really looking forward to using as well. Another thing I just got was an invitation to the Adobe Firefly beta, which is Adobe's new image generation tool. And that's super nice. It's just like any of the other image generating programs, but the quality of the stuff you get is great. And I think they use their own sort of internal stock art database, so they're not like, you know, some of these things you can type in like, you know, a celebrity or a brand name and it can create art around that, but Adobe is very, very careful not to do that. They're using their own stock art archive for reference for their art. So the image quality is great, but you know, it's original, it's not infringing any rights issues or whatever. So, you know, I know that, you know, it's not going to be questionable what it pulls up. And it has a lot of flexibility. So it gives me aspect ratio dropdowns. It has me content types, like is it a photo style? Is it a graphic style? Is it art style? You know, is it digital art? Is it a layered paper style? Is it more shiny? Is it vibrant color? And so these things you can already dial in as sort of, I don't know how, they're just settings before you type in the prompt, before it spits it out. And it makes a really great image. Right now it's in beta, and so everything is tagged with the Adobe Firefly tag on the image, but the quality is amazing. So I'm really looking forward to when this thing comes out. I'm not really clear on the details on if this is going to be included in the Creative Cloud membership or they're going to add, you know, you have to pay more for this. I don't know, I'll have to find out. But really cool that Adobe is integrating this in. Very useful, very high quality images. So love that. So I've been playing with that as well. So I think that's about it at the moment. I mean, nothing too amazing. Just bouncing around, playing with the different art programs, using ChatGPT to help clarify my thoughts and help in writing. And again, just those two things have been super time consuming for what I do as a job. I just kind of played around last night. I was showing GPT to my daughter and I was just showing it how it can write a website, how it can write code. If you're not familiar with what GPT-4 can do in terms of its multimodal behavior, in the keynote when they announced it, the guy basically, he took he sketched on a piece of paper the UI to a joke website. And he built a Discord bot, and then he took this sketch of the website. He took a picture of it with his phone and uploaded it to this Discord bot and basically said, make a website out of it. And this thing made a website out of a sketch, a fully functional website. So that's pretty freaking amazing in terms of what this thing can do. He also, he entered in some information about a couple and their tax information. And then he uploaded some tax documents, and it basically just did the taxes. So that was pretty amazing as well. So there's some pretty crazy stuff coming out probably this year involving GPT-4 that's going to be mind-blowing. We have developers at work who are using the coding functionality. That's really helpful to them, speeds up things a lot. I also, my daughter and I, we made a fart joke website last night. So that was pretty impressive. You know, the jokes were funny and you could click a button and, you know, deliver the punchline of the joke. And it was just HTML. So you just copy and paste it and load it in your browser. And there was a functional website. So it was amazing that you could just tell it to do that. We also just told it to do, like, you know, this has been around since GPT 3.5, but you can create a choose your own adventure game and just say you are a choose your own adventure game of Harry Potter and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it just basically spits it out and you can have a choose your own adventure game with it. So that's how smart this thing is. So I played with that a little bit, kind of lost my train of thought. One interesting, really amazing thing that is coming up right now is text to video. And it's still a little janky, but if you Google Will Smith eating spaghetti text to video, there will be a really crazy kind of creepy video that is made in AI of Will Smith eating spaghetti. And the face is a little bit distorted, but this has been iterations of text to video for the past, I don't know, year or two now. But first it started, it was kind of really unclear and messed up looking, and it's getting better and better and better. And I think within the next 2 years, they're really going to have this thing dialed in. It's amazing. So being able to just say, make a video of something is crazy. Combining that with all the image generation programs, next 2 years are going to be pretty, pretty exciting for that. Anyway, that's about it. Just wanted to keep you updated on what I've been doing. Nothing too deep. I mean, this is all pretty common knowledge, but again, for me, it's just been super helpful in how it's been assisting in what I do for a job. Again, I'm also, you know, crazy uncomfortable about how pleasant it is and how useful it is. And as news changes every single day about this topic of AI, it's a roller coaster right now. So it's exciting to be there, exciting and scary at the same time. I'll keep everybody updated on all the latest things. Probably going to be a lot more discussion about AI and GPT, ChatGPT, GPT-4, all of this stuff for a long time as this progresses. But hopefully there'll be some other interesting topics that'll come up as well. But anyway, just wanted to share. Hope you find that useful. Tell me how you've been using this stuff. I'd really like to know. Once again, I appreciate you subscribing to this podcast. Give me a rating, give me a review. 5 stars are always appreciated. Also, be sure to follow me on all the socials, except for TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but I'm on most of the rest. So reach out and give me a follow, like, share, comment. I'll follow you back. So that's all I have for today. I'm Sean Early. This is Sean Early Podcast, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.